Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
You got Ken and BZ, Sophie and Mike, feet for a ride. The people want to know, was the mic still on? I'm saying.
We're going to start off like this, right? So for those of you out there that don't know, that are new to Is the Mic Still On, that have just come to Is the Mic Still On, never heard of Dead End, or don't follow, be on Twitter, BZ430 on Twitter. He's a heavy gamer. He's a big gamer. So, and you know, myself.
30 years. Again.
30 years, yeah.
Since Nintendo.
I was, when I was a teenager and, you know, moved to Atlanta, and over time I just got out of it. I can't remember the last Madden I played, but it was, it was.
Was it 2013, the one we had that tournament?
Remember I know there was.
You, remember me, you, and Meech, and I think FIFO and somebody else. We all had a Madden tournament. It. I think it was like Madden 13.
Yeah.
It was PlayStation 3 at the time. So.
And I think that was the only game I was really playing, that and 2K.
Okay.
You know, so I wasn't really playing anything else. I think that was the only thing I could really find time to play back then. But I really, really used to be into gaming myself. And, you know, all the way back to Atari.
That's a little bit before me. I'm Nintendo. I'm Mario Brothers in the sewers, hitting the turtles under the bricks things and all that stuff. Like that was my beginning. But Atari was a little bit before my time.
Yeah. So, we're doing this because E3 was this week, and I'm getting back more and more into gaming. So this was great for me. So we wanted to talk about E3 and to kind of lead into what's coming next for Dead End. If you guys have listened to Dead End Sports, you may have already heard. We're on Twitch, and it's not Dead End Hip Hop. It's Dead End Sports.
Roll that out.
That's right.
Roll that out. I like that.
It's
like
Dead
that.
End Video Games.
Like
Dead
that.
End Video Games. So follow that on Twitch. And if you can put two and two together, we're getting into the video game space. So, me, B, FIFO.
Possibly FIFO. Y'all might see TJ on there, a.k.a. Mecha Kid.
Yep, we got.
Once he stop procrastinating around and messing around, because we're trying to get to this Twitch money.
That's right. We got some other folks we're going to loop in. We've been planning for that behind the scenes. So I think this is a good way to kind of step our foot into the waters of the gaming world. And we're just going to bring something different, man, you know. Our urban perspective, I think that's the best way to put it.
Right, because it's funny. It's funny, I get a lot of people on Twitter saying, man, B, I did not know you was in the video games. I didn't know you. Man, you don't seem like you in the video games. I didn't know you was in the video games. Yes, I am a gamer. I love video games, man. I am a black man that loves video game and that is pro-black. And I love video games. So that there you go.
Yeah. Black folks game, man.
Yeah, black folks game too, man. Black folks, we game.
We game hard.
The cool ones, we cool. We game. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, let us live. Let us enjoy gaming, man. Ooh, what's today? Today is what? June 12th?
12th.
So
yeah.
I know y'all hearing this recording. On June 12th, boy, I pissed some people off today because I was watching the Nintendo E3 and they showed the big Smash Brothers Ultimate.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everybody loved that game. Except for me. I'm like, I don't see what's the big deal about Smash Brothers. I tried it on N64. I tried it on GameCube. It didn't do anything. The game is overrated. Boy, if you thought Kanye was bad, they was hurt. They was hurt on that damn, on me dissing Smash Brothers. They like, don't you talk about my Smash Brothers. Be like,
wow.
Yes. Like, I watch all the E3 stuff, Xbox stuff, Nintendo stuff. And, of course, the one I was anticipating the most was happened on June 11th. At 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time was the Sony, the PlayStation 4, and yeah, I enjoy. You said you checked that one out, right?
Yeah, that's the man. Yeah. You know, that's the one I'm playing.
We PlayStation guys.
That's
man.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've owned a Sega Genesis before, Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Wii, GameCube, and stuff before, but I've never really been an Xbox person. I'm a PlayStation guy, so we're pretty much going to be talking from a PlayStation perspective. You know?
Yeah, we'll get into our backstory in some future episodes to kind of talk about our gaming experience. All the way up to this point, but yeah, I'm a PS4 guy. Got the PS4 at the crib, you know. So as I venture and back into this space, that was the one I wanted to watch because I don't have an Xbox anymore. Yeah. So you know, and I have no desire to get one outside of just having it, just to have all the systems, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of past that phase in my life.
And you got sons too, so I'm pretty sure they want to. Like
all
of them.
Yeah, he's asked for one, but you know, I'm like, nah, we don't need that. But you know, there's a saying that I say, real niggas play PS4. So I wanted to say that on Twitter so bad.
And from what I've heard too, I didn't know this till like about maybe a year ago, but there's a lot of racist folks on them Xbox Online Live, and you know, just come on the PlayStation. We don't get that. We have an excellent gaming community. Excellent. I've played a lot of games from Division, Destiny, all these co-op games, and I've co-op with random people online. And you know what? We're all welcome. We're all a big family, man. So come over to Sony. Come to PlayStation and game online where you're not going to have none of that racist stuff.
Nah, yeah. My son hasn't encountered any so far, and I've just been nervous. But
we know TJ, yeah. Mega Kid, he has an Xbox. He's just now getting this PlayStation, so he's got to fire that up. But he's told Ken some stories about racist folks he'd encounter on Xbox. So just come on to Sony. Come on.
Yeah, just come on over to the dark side.
Hey, come over to the dark side. I try to tell people, just come on. You'll love it over here.
Yeah, so all right, man. Let's go ahead and get into this E3 from Sony. They premiered a lot of games last night. So I guess my first question is, you know, I know, you know, a lot about E3. Well, I won't say that. No, I don't know a lot about E3 other than it's a big event. So I just get my updates from Mecha Kid, you know, at Mecha Kid on Twitter, and he just tell me everything. So that's kind of how I used to get my news. So this was kind of my first time actually sitting down and watching one and not
really
just, yeah, because I never.
You know, just, I want to say either last year or the year before, they just made it available for the public. So, like, me and you can buy tickets and go there now.
Okay, wait. But were we always able to watch the announcement?
You can always watch them on YouTube.
Okay.
But, like, now, I want to say either last year or the year before, they recently made it available for public. Because it used to be just for, like, you know, game designers and certain media was able to get in. But now the public, I think it's $250. For three events, and it's in L.A.
So kind of like Apple's WWDC Worldwide Developers Conference.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is all the things. Okay,
yep.
I got
and
it.
Now they recently made it, and I'm going to try to get some. I want to try to go to E3. That's like a bucket list of mine.
Nah, we going next year.
Now that they made it available to the public, that's a bucket list of mine. I have to go there and experience E3. I just have to.
You know,
is it L.A. too? I mean, what? Come on.
We're going to start making plans, man. I don't want to half-ass jump into it. I said, let's leap all the way in. So yeah, that's going to be a thing. So we're going to definitely try to get to the E3 next year. But yeah, I used to get all my updates the day after or something like that. So from Mecha Kid on Twitter and from like The Verge and tech sites that I follow. Yeah. So that's how I kind of kept abreast of what's coming on. But I never really had a chance, you know, got a chance to even get any of the games that,
right,
you know, everybody was excited about. So anyway, so this is my first time watching it. Man, so that's what they do. They just sit down and say, because I thought they were going to announce consoles and shit like that, but it was just, here are the games.
Yep, they focus on that. You in this big old auditorium theater.
Okay.
And people was in there, and they just watching the show. And, like, different, of course, each game got, like, different producers, different developers and stuff like that, so they all come out and talk about the game and stuff. And I know before going into this, I think we knew that a lot of people like myself, we knew that Last of Us 2 was going to be on there. So I was curious if they was going to hold it talk about it first or do it last. But I'm kind of glad they kicked it off right with Last of Us. As soon as it came on, I was like, there go Ellie. Ellie, she's like the main character for Last of Us. She was like she was like kind of like the side main character in The Last of Us because it was a guy that was the main character. But this one, she's the main character. She's older now. You know, she's more badass now. You know, she's a little stronger. So, yes, like, when they kicked it off with Last of Us 2, I was like, oh, snap. Because, like, Last of Us, the first one, That's probably like my top 10 greatest video games of all time. Like, I'll put The First Last of Us in my top 10. Like,
so when did that come out?
That's amazing. 2013 on PS3.
Wow.
On PS3.
I've never played it.
On PS3, and then they remastered it when PS4 came out, and they, you know, updated graphics and stuff. It's the same game, but just kind of remastered for PS4. But yeah, PlayStation 4 exclusive. I'm about to tell y'all all the exclusive PlayStation games that they premiered. They premiered Last of Us 2. They premiered Death Stranding, which has got our boy Norman Reedus. He's like the main character, which is also produced by Hideo Kojima. He's the producer owner of Metal Gear series. I hope I'm messing his name up, but he makes this game. Spider-Man, which I think this is going to be. You play Batman Arkham Knight, right? Arkham Asylum. I think this is the good time they're going to finally get a Spider-Man game right. And I think this is one of them. This is a PlayStation 4 exclusive. And Ghost of Tsushima. Another PlayStation exclusive. It's only on PlayStation 4 only. And Destiny 4 Second back. That's on Xbox. But yeah, those are the games. Last of Us Part 2, Ghost of Tsushima, Spider-Man, and the Spider-Man game, and Death Stranding. So they premiered. It was 4 exclusive. And the rest of the games that they talked about, of course, was cross-platform games, so which was pretty cool. Like I said, Destiny Forsaken. What'd you about to say?
So the ones you've just named are exclusive to PlayStation only.
Yep. So just letting y'all know, Last of Us, Ghost of Tsushima, Death Stranding, and Spider-Man, exclusively only on PS4. Like, you have to check that out. So yeah, Last of Us Part 2, it kicked off with that. I was like, holy shit. I was kind of like a little bit live tweeting. I started live tweeting this, but then I got so sucked in watching the premiere. Yeah, the gameplay.
So that was gameplay, right?
Gameplay, cutscenes and everything. I was like, man, this game is going to be so intense. And like, if you play the first one, you're going to be so sucked into the story. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like, god dang. Like,
so is it more story and less action, or like a combination?
It's a combination of both. That's what makes this game so great. It's not one is not overbearing in the other. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's not like a whole bunch of more storyline. And then he's like, man, where's the gameplay? Like, you get a lot of gameplay. You get a lot of intense moments where you like, you feel like you in it. And it's like, oh my God.
I thought I was in it watching it.
Man, you have to play it. You have to experience that damn thing. So that's definitely like one of my most anticipated games. Easily is one of my most anticipated games that's supposed to be dropping. And then,
stick to that real quick. So that kind of, just watching that kind of blew my mind with how realistic it looked. The motions, the motions of swinging, and how it looked like you were watching a real person, you know. And I was just like, well, she's really good at hiding in the grass.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
That's
you saw
one,
that.
That's one thing I noticed. I was like, damn, she can hide her ass off.
That's
in
what's
the grass.
So good about that game, because you can literally use elements to like help
you
out.
She picked up the bottle,
man,
and hit that dude with the bottle. I was like,
it's so realistic.
Shit.
Yeah, it's so realistic, man.
Like, I was like, wow, this is crazy. And then when she squeezed through something, and you could kind of hear the thing that was on the back of her backpack scrape up against the wall, and she went through, and just the fighting scenes and everything. I was like, wow, I was blown away. Like I said, I'm not familiar with Last of Us. Man. So I'm watching this, and now hearing it was in 2013, I can only imagine like how far we've come since then. But I was watching that, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to get this.
Yes.
I was hyped.
I told you. Get it, man. And also, too, if for the gamers, I'm pretty sure y'all have this, but please have some headsets. Have some good headsets when you're playing this game. I have some Turtle Beach Elite 800s. Best things, man. I love them. They Bluetooth to your phone. I can answer the phone with my headsets while I'm playing the game if I need to. I can listen to music and hear the game at the same time. But, I mean, a game like that, I got to hear all my surroundings, because the sound effects on this game is freaking amazing. You got to hear everything. You got to hear everything in this game. Like, when you playing it, you got to hear everything, because it's I'm telling you, the elements in this game is amazing, man. So
game was amazing.
I was so hyped. I'm glad. Like I said, we kind of knew that they was going to premiere Last of Us 2. Now, if we didn't know that they was going to talk about Last of Us 2, if Sony just would have let that last, oh, man, people would have exploded in that damn theater if they would have, you know. But I think we all knew. We kind of heard stories and rumors that they was going to premiere it. So when they started off out the gate, it was like, okay, yeah, Sony ain't playing. They ain't playing. They showing one of their best exclusive. I'm like, yeah, come on, Sony, kick ass tonight. Kick ass tonight, because you see Xbox. I'm like, yeah, Xbox cool. I'm waiting for Sony. Sony about to shut this damn thing down.
All right, so what was next?
So next came up is Destiny Forsaken, which is it's pretty much like a whole nother expansion for Destiny 2, a real big expansion. They've finally been listening to us gamers, because my only complaint with Destiny 2 compared from Destiny 1 is like Destiny 2, they had the same type of enemies with the same mechanics,
okay,
and the same everything. But with this one, this Forsaken that's coming out, they finally listened to us, and they got new enemies, they got new guns. We have new subclasses with new abilities and special abilities. So I'm like, yes. And one of the main characters in the story mode, he died. I think that's going to be the story. His name is Kay. He's a hunter. He dies. So it's going to be really interesting how they're going to play this story out on here. So Destiny Forsaken comes out September of this year. So, hey, look, like Ken said, we're going to be on this Twitch joint. Mm-hmm. I'm about to be on this Twitch heavy when Forsaken come out. I'm going to be doing strikes, raids, missions, and everything on that bad boy. So, yeah, Destiny 4-2 Forsaken. It's
yeah,
pretty much as expected.
I just played, so, you know, they had a sale for Destiny.
Right.
So I bought it through Best Buy. So I finally opened it and played it. Watching you play it.
Yeah.
You know, while I was sitting there, you know, we would come to the studio and you were sitting there playing. So I was like, I'm going to crack this open. So I found some spare time, and I actually cracked it over late one night and started playing it. My kid got wrapped up into it.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, you know, because I'm trying to walk through and trying to figure stuff out, and he was like, and I couldn't shoot because it was like first person. He was like, let me see it. So he took the controller from me.
And he started playing?
He was murking dudes.
Really?
He was murking dudes. Yeah, he plays that type of stuff. So all that stuff is kind of new to me. So I'm a little slow on the. So I'm yelling at him. He yelling at me. And but it was tight. It was tight. I was like, okay, I could get with this. I can get with this. So I was just on the first scene when you get to the ship.
Okay.
And then you get off the ship and then you're gone. So
It's intense. It's you play them strikes. Them strikes are intense. And it's even
so.
Funner.
What are strikes?
Strikes is like it's missions you do. Of course, they amplify. They're harder.
Mm-hmm.
It requires three people. You got to be you and two other people in order to complete this. And you pretty much like when you complete them, you get like good. You get good armor. You get some guns. You might get some exotic guns, which is the yellow ones. And you just get like Vanguard points. If you gotta, it's a lot in this game. You get Vanguard points. You gotta go talk to Zimbala and get upgraded guns and stuff like that. So it's just strikes are fun to do.
All right,
strikes
are fun to do. We'll do a Destiny breakdown the closer it gets to the release.
Yeah.
So what's next? What was next?
Next was was Ghost of Tsushima.
Is that new?
Yeah, that's a new one. PlayStation exclusive. It kind of, and I tweeted it earlier after the fact that, you know, once they started showing all the videos and stuff, but I didn't think about it that last night when I was watching it. But it used to be a game that Capcom used to have called Inuyasha, which is like a samurai guy, and you got like special powers and stuff. And it's a PlayStation 2 game. So I've been wanting to really remake this game now we in PlayStation 4 and got these updated graphics. But this game here, man, I think this game got some promise. They showed like a good like 7 minute mm-hmm. 7 minute gameplay. Oh yeah, that's right. You saw it. And man, it's made by the same people that make Infamous Son. I don't know if you ever heard this game called Infamous on PlayStation.
Yeah.
The same Sucker Punch Productions. The same people that make that game Infamous made this game. So the gameplay and the mechanics on this bad boy looks pretty crazy. And you know, I'm like, okay, I like when I never heard of a game or of a game that's new mm-hmm. onto the scene. And I'm like, damn, this damn thing look promising, because I've been begging Capcom, and this is not made by Capcom. I've just been begging for Inuyasha game to come out, because I love that series. But I think this game can kind of take that place for this, man. Like, I thought the sound effects of it was good. The game, the fighting and the blood, of
fighting,
course.
Yeah.
The fighting was just amazing. Like, dude, once he took that sword out, it was all, I was like, holy crap. And then they show like a long fighting scene where I thought he was fighting a dude. He was fighting a girl the whole time. I was like, damn. But yeah, I think the storyline, I'm really interested to see what the storyline is going to be on this game. I don't know what the storyline is or what's this guy's name or what's his purpose. But just from looking at the gameplay and the graphics and how smooth it looked, I'm like, okay, I might get this game a try. I might definitely get this game a try, because if I have some time, because there's so much stuff coming out within the next 8 to 10 months that I'm just gonna be engulfed in just gaming. So, but yeah, this game, like I said, PlayStation exclusive. They good at getting these exclusive, man. They are the best when it comes to having exclusive games. But
yeah, I think the one thing about that game, and you're right, it was Sucker Punch Productions.
Yeah,
was one part where I think he jumped down, mm-hmm. and stabbed the dude. from like in his collar.
Yeah.
And it didn't really seem as realistic. It seemed very PlayStation 2-ish with the blood coming out. And I guess I didn't really see the sword like really penetrating him and coming out.
Okay.
You just kind of saw the blood. You still got what was going on. But I guess seeing how and what they're doing with games right now, I thought you would actually, and maybe it's The Last of Us, you know, effect, but
definitely
so you would actually see the blood coming out of the body.
That's what it
but,
is.
But nah, the game definitely looks tight, and the fighting look definitely really interesting. So it caught my attention. I'd definitely be one that I would be willing to sit down and play. I don't know the story, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the story. I don't know what's the purpose. I don't know if it's even an RPG type of game where is this guy I'm going to level up? Like, is he going to level up with this guy and get, like, better swords or better armor? I don't know. But, I mean, just from what I saw at E3, I was like, okay, this looks pretty promising. Like, yeah, and I like Infamous, so I like the Infamous games that I've been playing since PS3. And, you know, if it's made by them, I'm pretty sure they're not going to let me down. So that's gonna be dope. And then another one game that they talked about, this is real quick. They showed, like, a real quick video of it. But it kind of, in the main character of this game was a female. She was a female-led character. It kind of, this game is called Control. It kind of puts me in the mind of Inception. Remember the movie Inception?
Oh, yeah. I remember that trailer. But yeah, I do remember. She was the one that with the telekinesis.
Yeah, and she got, like, telekinesis powers and stuff like that. I've never heard of it. This particular game is a cross-platform game. It's going to be on Xbox as well. But when I was watching it, I was like, damn, like, this looked like some Matrix meet Inception type of game. I'm like, I would like to know how she has her powers. That's how I am when I'm playing games like that. I need to know story. I need to know how this story going to be like. The story has to draw me in. If the story don't draw me in, you know, there's only so much the graphics and gameplay can do. I need the story to draw me in where I'm like, oh, so she did this, X, Y, and Z. You know what? I'm going to play this game because the story got to draw me in. Like Metal Gear. The story drew me in before I even wanted to play. I'm like, oh, man, Solid Snake, da-da-da-da-da. Like, the story got to draw me in. So, I mean, just from looking at the game, I'm like, okay, it's like Inception meets Matrix. I like how that looks. I can't imagine seeing that on a nice 4K. Because
she had a gun, right?
Yep, she had a gun.
And that was the thing that was kind of tripping me out because I'm like, you running around shooting people, but you throwing rocks and all kind of shit. So you using both.
Why not just use the objects?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you're right. That show was interesting. She had a gun, but she was also moving objects. So, yeah, that was dope. I thought that was – they showed a quick, like, three-minute video of that.
Looks like a fun game.
Okay, so this is a game. This next one. Man. This is like 20 years. I remember Capcom was talking – I remember last year they was talking about remaking this game. I think y'all know where I'm going with this one. Resident Evil 2 Remake. I am so glad – because in my opinion, this is by far the best Resident Evil out of the series. Like, this is my favorite one. The introduction of Leon, the rookie cop, and Claire Redfield, the brother of Chris, who was the main character in the first Resident Evil game. I am so glad they are remaking this game. Like, this game has so much history with me. So just explain to people, right? Okay, so this game originally came out on PlayStation 1 back in 1998. This game was so ill, you had this one, which was the Leon disc, and then disc 2, which was Claire disc. And I didn't even notice this until as I was playing the game at that time. When you play Leon disc and beat it, when you play the Claire story, that was the first time I ever seen that in the game. They intertwine the stories together from the first disc and the second disc. I'm like, or if you play Claire disc first and beat it and play Leon disc second, they intertwine that story. It was amazing.
Mind blowing.
Yeah, it was in the 1998. This is on PlayStation 1 in 1998. So, and I'm glad they keep him pretty much. It looked like the story is going to be pretty much the same. Like, I don't think they're going to stray away. I mean, you can't because it's Resident Evil umbrella. Like, you got Claire, you got Leon, you got Ada. You saw Ada creeping. You got the same type of enemies, the lickers, the zombies. Man, I like how they make them zombies look so damn real. When he was eating my man neck,
man,
and you saw the meat hanging from his mouth, and he
mind
looked
blown
up, I was like, wow. And then they show, it's a scene where you see Leon go through this small little hallway in the police department, and like you watch the Resident Evil one on the first one, Resident Evil 2, the one that came out in 98, it looked all friendly and happy. This one looks dark and scary, and this, he got the flashlight, he got the gun. I'm like, man, that's dope. And the one person, I'm glad they didn't show William Birkeland. He's the guy that ended up injecting himself with the G-virus, and he got mutated and stuff. But they show Mr. X. Mr. X is Tyrant number 103. And, of course, anybody know Tyrant, he was in the first Resident Evil with the main boss you fought at the end. I'm nerding right now. But, yeah, they got Mr. X. He's a Tyrant that's going to pretty much be chasing you throughout the whole – in their first game, he was chasing you throughout the whole second disc, which was crazy. So I'm pretty sure he's probably going to be chasing you throughout this whole game because he looks like he's scary as shit in this damn particular Resident Evil 2 remake. So what you think of it, Ken?
Man,
I can nerd out on this game. I love this game.
Nah, you good. Like, it's that trailer, because everything was dark. You didn't know what was going on.
Everything was dark.
So you're sitting there, you're just waiting. You're like, okay, where is this going to go? And then the screen pulls back, and you see a mouse, a dead mouse. And you're coming out of the eye of a dead mouse. That's how they pull back. Mm-hmm. And then it just pans up, I think. And then you see he's like, no, get away, or whatever. And then you just heard him just biting into him.
And you can hear that, just, yes. Just the chunk and the flesh. I'm like.
And when I saw him pulling that flesh out and looking up and looking just all just evil and scary and creepy.
Leon was like, bow.
I was like, yeah. I was like,
woo.
Oh, shit.
And then they showed the black police officer, because in the first one, it was just like in the first one. He was telling him, like, now go. Like, you got to go. Anything you see, you kill it. That's exactly what he was saying in the original. The voice acting was horrible though in the first PlayStation 1. But like, that's exactly what he was saying in the first one, in the PlayStation 1 on Resident Evil 2. Like, you got to get up and go. And when I saw the black dude, I was like, oh yeah, they got him too. I'm like, they're going to have everybody. I think they're going to stay in line pretty much with the original Resident Evil 2 game. It's just updated graphics.
Yeah.
Just better.
Kind of like remake. Well, no, I won't say remaking. A little bit like remaking like a horror movie.
Yeah.
So.
And I said this too. Y'all follow me on Twitter. I was like, I'm normally tough on remakes when it comes to movies, but I was like, when it comes to video games, I'm all game for it. Like, you know, if I'm playing a game back in 95 and we got these type of graphics and you remaking that, I'm okay with that. I'm fine with that. So, mm-hmm. You know, I'm glad people wouldn't beat me up when I said that. But yeah, because I'm really harsh on remakes, man. I'm so harsh on remakes, especially when it comes to movies, especially movies that we grew up with. I'm like, don't remake that. Like, no, but Resident Evil 2, I need it. And it depends on how successful this game is. I hope they make a Resident Evil 3 Nemesis, because that shit was crazy, because Nemesis was chasing your ass literally through the whole game. So I can't imagine with those type of graphics and him chasing. I need that one too. But yeah, Resident Evil 2 remake, and it's coming January
29th.
It's pretty soon. It's not far, far away. But
people started clapping when that date popped up on the screen.
I cannot wait. I am so anticipating this. Like, I am buying this the first day. I might even take off work, like, the next day, because I'm going to be playing that shit, like, all day. So, that's another one. Okay, another popular game. I liked the first one, but I ain't really care for the second one that much. And this is Kingdom Hearts 3. It's kind of dope that they're going to add Jack from Pirates of the Caribbean. This is pretty much like you add all the popular Disney characters in one RPG game, and y'all play it out. Everybody from Mickey Mouse to Goofy. They got what's the dude name? Every time I see him, he looks like Cloud from Final Fantasy. Damn, what's his name? But I'm pretty sure people listening know what I'm talking about. I mean, everybody, all the Disney characters, popular Disney characters that we love, is wrapped up in this adventure RPG type of. I will say this, like the Legend of Zelda of Disney games.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would put. I will put it in that mode. It's like Legend of Zelda meets Disney, and you just. Bam, there you go.
I like Legend of Zelda.
Yeah, I love Legend of Zelda. Yeah. I love it. And I think the first one. The first Kingdom Hearts came out on PlayStation, I think PlayStation 1. And then Kingdom Hearts 2 came out on PS2 or PS3. Damn, I can't believe I don't remember that. But, yeah, I didn't like the second one that much, but I love the first one. So I hope with this third one they kind of get back into form. I was a little – like I said, I'm kind of iffy going into this third one because I didn't like the second one. But people are excited – as shit over this game. People freaking love Kingdom Hearts.
If I remember, they were extremely excited about the second one.
They were.
I think people were.
Because the first one was so dope, though. The first one was so good. That first one was good.
I didn't know what they were talking about. Kingdom Hearts.
That's a game. That's a game where, yeah, you play that one. That's going, yeah. That's a good. So I'm going to still play 3, even though 2 was disappointing. I think 3, especially playing on PS4, I think the graphics is going to be freaking amazing. And I think they released it on Xbox. I think this is the first time that it's going to be cross-platform. Because I want to say the previous ones was only on PlayStation. But this one is going to be on Xbox and as well as PlayStation 4. So, you know, Kingdom Hearts 3. Let's hope it don't let me down. And our next one is our boy.
Norman Reedus, Daryl.
Daryl. This is Death Stranding. It's called Death Stranding. Now, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be honest, y'all that's listening. I still do not understand what's the plot of this game.
Me either.
I don't, you know, some games. Yeah, you know, you watch some games, you kind of be like, oh, so that's what he's doing. They show like a good 7-minute video, and I still don't know what's this game about. You see a baby being born, and next thing you know,
you see her eating the damn baby.
Damn baby, and this is like, wait a minute, what is going on? Then you see Norman Reedus out going by himself, and then he's being sucked in by these dark figures. And I'm like, what is this game? I mean, the graphics look amazing. I mean, of course, when you got the guy that's been the producer, art director of everything for Metal Gear, you know it's going to be some dope graphics. And the game look amazing. Everything look amazing. And that's dope they got Norman Reedus to like play like the main character. So that's like another reason why I want to play it. Because I'm like, man, I want to play with Daryl. Like, I want to play Daryl and see how far I can get. But if y'all listening, please hit me a can up or in the comment section. Let us know what this game about. Because I've seen like 6 videos on this game already, and I still have no idea what this game is about.
Do you think, because I'm with you, Daryl makes you want to play it,
yeah.
Because that's you know, we feel like he the homie from
right.
Walking Dead.
Right.
Not like the homie, but we've been watching Walking Dead for so long, you know, that like Daryl's that dude. So, but if he wasn't in it, and if it was anybody else, I would have no desire
probably.
To play it.
Probably.
Because I'm like.
Well, maybe you don't, but I'm. Hideo, I like his stuff.
Okay,
like,
so you're
yeah,
more
I know,
of the
yeah,
creator.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, okay, this dude makes it. This dude has not disappointed me. So I'm like, okay.
So I guess my question is, do you think they're being somewhat mysterious on purpose?
I would hope so.
After watching it, because you watch this video,
yeah,
you have no idea.
I have no idea. And I've been looking. I haven't found any like interviews where he's talking about like, you know, the plot of the game or what's the purpose of the game. Like, I see gameplay. And I'm like, damn, this shit looks pretty dope. But what is this game about? I don't know what it's about. So, you know, another PlayStation exclusive. I think this game might do well, man. I think it's going to get some good ratings. Yeah, because, you know, unlike music and movies, most video game, you know, like GameSpot and IGN and there's a few more. Like, usually if a game is ranked pretty high, mm-hmm. You know, my chance of me buying it and liking it is pretty high. Like, it's rarely any moments where I see a game ranked like 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 and I don't like it. For the most part, I kind of trust reviews when it comes to games because it's only so – you can't mess up when you're rating a game 10 out of 10 or 9 out of 10 or 8 out of 10. You know what I'm saying?
I agree
like,
with that.
I can trust reviews. So I wouldn't be surprised even if I don't buy it on the first day if I start seeing like 8.5, 9.5 reviews on this Death Stranding. I'm going to be like, okay, I think I'm going to cough up some money and buy this because the chance of me not liking this is very slim to none with the exception of – Super Smash Brothers that get high reviews now. All right.
But the headliner.
I know, right?
Headliner.
next game, another PS4 exclusive is Spider-Man. That's what this is called, Spider-Man. I like this because I think they made Spider-Man games on PlayStation for years, and it's just they just come out corny. You know, the 3-dimension game was okay. I played that one, the Spider-Man 3-dimensions where you take place in present, past, like in the 50s and then in the future. That was pretty cool, but I think this is the one they're going to get right because it puts me – it's so open world. It's open world like Batman Arkham Knight. If you play Batman Arkham Knight and Arkham Asylum and all them, I think this Spider-Man is going to be on that level of the Batman games. If you love the Batman games, play this Spider-Man game. I have a feeling that this Spider-Man game is going to be on that level of this. You got a whole bunch of villains, man. Rhino – I don't know what that black and white dude was. I don't even know who he was.
Yeah,
you
know I don't know. Yeah.
They had, who was that electrical dude? Electro?
Electro.
Electro. You had Rhino. You had Scorpion.
Yep.
I was like, man, I wouldn't be surprised. Green Goblin's probably in it. Like, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of his nemesis is in this game. So, yeah, Spider-Man is definitely a dope PlayStation 4 exclusive that I think they're going to finally get right with Spider-Man games. People who's listening know. They know I'm right, man. Like, Spider-Man games been very iffy over the last 10 to 15 years, and I really think that they kind of got it right with this one, man. So I hope I'm right. Once I see them reviews, I know TJ, me and him talked a couple weeks ago. He said he's getting that game on the first day. He's not even waiting. He's going to buy it.
Oh, he loves Spider-Man.
Yeah, he's going to buy it on the first day. So I'm like, okay, let's hope so. But what you think of it?
I think he's a mystery villain. I was trying to look up. Who that guy was? Because I don't know who he was.
Black and white guy.
Yeah, they said just on IGN They say, who is Spider-Man's mystery? Oh, wait, never mind. I take that back. I think it was the guy when he looked up and was like, you. I don't know who that guy
was
is.
All surrounding him.
I just thought they were probably like the Sinister Six or something like that. But either way it go, I know just watching it, just watching him fight and fight everybody, I thought immediately Batman.
Yep.
Because I just like how, you know, they do that with the action.
Mm-hmm.
But so that was the first thing. And then watching him kind of, you know, move through the game with the webbing and stuff like that.
You're
going
to be doing all that. Like, you're going to be controlling all that. Because when I played Batman, I used to swim down and just be flying throughout the city. Like, I'd be like, man, this is cool. I know how to do this really good.
Yeah.
Like, the more you play the game, the more you get used to the controllers and be like, oh, yeah, I know how to dive, dip, fly. I know how to fight seven people at the same time and do combos. So it's like, it's a good learning process. I'm pretty sure playing this game, the first couple of times, I'm going to be like, damn, why am I getting my ass kicked? But then after a while, once I get used to how you fight,
mm-hmm.
swinging that web, that game gonna be fun. Okay.
So yeah, so I think it's gonna be a good game, man. I like adventure games like that. So mm-hmm. and it felt, it looked very Batman-ish, like you already said, Batman-ish Arkham, you know, Asylum
like type
you know.
Game. Yeah. And that seemed like, I know that's something you and your son gonna have fun playing, because I'm pretty sure him.
Oh yeah, he'll
swinging
love
through, yeah,
he'll
with
love
with
it.
Spider-Man, that's a great game that's gonna sell a lot because parents can buy that mm-hmm. for their kids and not worry about it being too graphic or whatever. Okay, even though they didn't premiere these games on the PlayStation, because that was it, Spider-Man was the last one. But even though they didn't premiere these games on the PlayStation 1, I got to talk about them. I just want to talk about okay, Dying Light 2 and Division 2. Dying Light 2 is a zombie game. It's a co-op zombie game.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, Dying Light, the first one, like, I was playing with my – shout out to Glenn. Shout out to G. I was playing with him a lot. The first Dying Light, it's a co-op game. You can play up to four people at the same time. We can all venture together. We can build – houses and stuff and built weapons and stuff, and we you know we got missions and side missions to do. So yeah, it's really dope. You fight during the day, regular zombies at night.
Online only, like it, or could me and my son play on the same.
I want to say online co-op is online only. I want to say that first one. I want to say because most of these co-op games
are
online.
They need more two-player games. That's
yeah, I know because everybody's online. Yeah, everybody online now. But yeah, Dying Light 2, which I like about this game is that. So even if I'm playing, so like say like if me, you, TJ, and somebody else, we all like playing our one player game, like mm-hmm. we're not co-op. I can play the game, and it's so it could, they say it can be up to like 40 different outcomes how you play the game based off your decisions you make.
Wow.
Yeah. So like I can play a game, and be like, yo man, I'm this far, I'm over here. You be like, well, I'm over here, and I did this. I'm like, oh, so you didn't. It might be a decision where you have to make where you gotta either help these guys get some redo the water machine or help these other hoodlums do something. If you help the hoodlums, then y'all like it's so much stuff that can happen. And I think they made this game a lot of decision making. I think which is so dope. You can take over villages if you want to, or you can help a village if you want to. You can help clear out this zombie, or you cannot help clear out this zombie herd and go somewhere else and do something crazy or whatever. Or like it's nuts, man. It's like really crazy. And in fact, it's gonna be co-op again. So I'm pretty sure me and a few of my buddies gonna be playing that game. This is like. We can all team up and just be like, oh, okay, what you gonna go, Ken? Okay, I'm gonna go over here and set this bomb over here. So just in case the zombies come, da da da. And then at nighttime, if you out there at night when the sun go down, you ain't fighting more than just zombies. You fighting some like super zombies. Like at nighttime when it comes.
Wow.
They can climb, they can run faster, they're stronger, and stronger to the sense to where like if they catch you, you dead. Like you better not get caught by one. Like when
so
you,
no,
when you,
no escaping.
No escaping. Well, you can't escape.
I mean, you can, but, you know.
It's just, you just don't want to get caught by them. Yeah. And that's if you're doing missions at night. And there's going to be some night missions where you're going to have to go out at nighttime and you're going to be hearing all
that's interesting because, yeah. It, you know, being Walking Dead fans,
yeah.
You know, that we are, we kind of see them go on, like, missions and stuff like that in the show.
Yep.
So to be able to be with, to put yourself in that type of environment yep. with your friends and to have to go complete missions and survive,
yep.
it's kind of interesting.
You got to hunt for, you got to hunt yeah. your own food. You hunt your own food. Mm. You make your own food. It's so much. Like I said, you make your own weapons. Your weapons wear out after time. You got to go back and modify them. And you know, if you got that axe, you've been using that axe, and that axe not as effective because it's getting worn out. You got to go back, repair it up, get it back going. It's crazy, man. Dying Light is nuts. Dying Light is so crazy. This is another, and then final. This is another game I'm like, this is one of my most exciting games, too, besides Last of Us and Resident Evil 2, is Division 2. This game is Division One, it's freaking amazing.
Oh, my kid used to play that game all
the
Division
time. Division Two, this one, it takes place in Washington. It's not going to be no cold, snowy setting. This is pretty much going to be like a sunny, warm. It's like going to be in like in a warmer setting, or pretty much, I guess, in the type of season. Because mm-hmm. The first one, like I said, New York City is cold, wintry all the time, you know, snow blowing in your eyes and stuff. But this one is just like sun. You can kind of see nature. I noticed, too, this like nature was kind of taking over because it's a post-apocalypse. Takes place in post-apocalypse. The virus kind of wiped people out and stuff like that. And, man, the shooting, the guns, everything about this game is so amazing. And they have, for the first time, they have raids where you can have up to 8 people on the team. And y'all go conquer hard-ass missions with raids. So it can be up to 8 people. You get about you and 7 other buddies, y'all on that headset, bam, hey, yo, I got bogeys over here. Boom, boom, boom. Yo, take them out. You can have a sniper. You can have someone that's a tech specialist where you can build drones, and your drones can help attack enemies for you, or they can help see enemies for you, where you'd be like, okay, how many enemies you got? Yo, B, pop up your drone. All right, boom, pop it up. All right, we got 7 over here, 6 over here. It's so cool, man. It's so, like, interactive, and, like, it's dope as hell. So Division 2. I think that's coming out later this year, like early next year. I think they don't have a exact date yet, but that's a cross-platform game as well. But, yeah, Division 2, I am so, so excited for that. And then the graphics even look a lot smoother. So I'm like, man, they just getting everything right with the Division 2. I can't wait because Division 1 was so amazing.
Yeah, that was like my first step back into the gaming arena.
Really? Was it Division?
It was Division, yeah.
Also, a shameless plug. I have a video on my channel, on my YouTube channel, BZ430, where I actually did a survival mode. It's an expansion pack on the first Division. It was called Survival, where you start out in the cold with a hazmat suit on. You have to find guns. You have to find, all you have is a handgun. You gotta go around, find warmer clothes. You gotta find better guns. But while you're doing that, enemies are trying to kill you throughout the whole time. And then at the end, you gotta get into the dark zone. You got to get your virus, because at the same time you're dying, you got to get this virus, this antivirus, and then you got to get your stuff, call for a helicopter. When you call for the helicopter, it's a special enemy that's smart that tries to take you out, so you won't get your helicopter, and you got to kill it. I have a video. I have like about a 25-minute video of me starting from the beginning, going into the dark zone, and getting my helicopter, killing my special enemy, killing him. He's smart. I killed him. I sniped the shit out of him. And I got my gun, and I called for the helicopter, and I was gone. So it's on my channel. I have a video of that on my channel because it was fun as hell. So those that's peeping out. But, yeah, Division, amazing game. I cannot wait for that game to come out.
Well, y'all check that out, BZ430 on YouTube. So that's it, man. That's our recap of E3. Like I said, we're in the gaming space, man. This is our first introduction, official somewhat official introduction to the world. So definitely, if you guys are digging this, man, let us know. We'll definitely keep doing more and more of these because we got a lot of things to talk about. I'm excited about this. I'm really looking forward to it. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think it's going to be a lot of fun to cover the gaming space. So that's it. So, yeah, let us know what you guys think. Let us know what games you guys are hyped about from E3, and that's it. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.